News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Delighted to say Brendan Burgess joins us on the line to talk about that story I mentioned at the outset. Varadkar defends vulture funds as effective. This is the front page story on the Irish Times. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has defended so-called vulture funds, stating they're more effective at writing down debts than banks, which extend and pretend. Brendan, is Leo Varadkar right? Are they better?
I don't agree with the extend and pretend bit. I just think that's a nonsense expression which means nothing. Absolutely, the vulture funds are just more it's hard to understand the incompetence of the banks, the main banks, AIB, PTSB, in dealing with borrowers. I've been in the courts, and earlier this year I saw a case where a woman had paid nothing at all on her mortgage for 9 years, and PTSB began legal action last year. They waited 8 years. So that would not be tolerated by a vulture fund. A vulture fund will get in early and will start dealing with the problem. And you know what? Borrowers are better off if the banks engage with them and start, saying, listen, you've got to pay your mortgage as soon as it goes into arrears. If you allow a mortgage to go with no payments for 8 or 9 years, it's very hard to recover from a situation like that. So the banks are just incompetent, and the vulture funds are actually efficient comparatively. They're specialists in the area. One very good example of this is this idea of mortgage to rent. This is where somebody has a loan, a mortgage which they just absolutely can't pay for it, and the state will, indirectly through the housing agencies, will actually buy that house from the borrower. And the shortfall, they're always a negative equity. The shortfall is always written off by the lender. The vulture funds, despite only having 20% of mortgages over 2 years in arrears, which would be the population these come from, so the vulture funds have 20% of these loans, but they've done 60% of all the mortgage to rent. I mean, there was a huge kerfuffle there recently when PTSB sold a whole pile of loans to Pepper.
Yeah.
Pepper has done 10 times more mortgage to rent than Permanent TSB. I mean, Permanent TSB is just occupied, as are all the other banks, with sorting out the major tracker mortgage problem and other issues, whereas the vulture funds are able to focus, they're able to do deals. If you have a mortgage that is completely unsustainable, the vulture fund will engage with you. If you sell it to a mortgage to rent scheme or you just give it up, they will write off the shortfall. The banks will just not write off the shortfall in those cases.
And Brendan, what about the concern though that some have when look, and I know vulture fund is a loaded term, and in some cases, look, you're going to have pension funds who are looking for kind of safe long-term investments, but not necessarily so, and they fear that their mortgage is being sold to someone who's looking for a quick buck, essentially, and that they might be the ones to suffer.
Yeah, there's no real evidence of that. I mean, Irish borrowers are the best protected in the world. We have the Code of Conduct on Mortgage Arrears. We have an extraordinarily...
But at the moment, does that apply to all vulture funds?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes, there's a technical thing where it applies to the servicing agent rather than the vulture fund itself. But in effect, the borrower is completely... All borrowers with home loans are protected by the Code of Conduct on Mortgage Arrears. You go on to that to a court system whose inefficiency must have been designed to protect borrowers. It is just impossible for the banks to get a repossession order, or extremely difficult for the banks to get a repossession order. And as we've seen recently, even when they get a repossession order, it's very difficult to enforce that repossession order. And then if you're being faced with, gosh, there's quite a good chance that they might get a repossession order because you've paid nothing in years, you can waive the magic personal insolvency arrangement, and you can have the proceedings suspended while you go and apply for a personal insolvency arrangement, which again is the most consumer or borrower-friendly piece of legislation in the world. It actually allows the court to write down the balance on a person's mortgage. And in one case recently, and probably in more than one case, but in one case I'm aware of, the court turned around and set the mortgage rate for the remainder of the term. So Irish borrowers who engage in any way with their lender, whether that's a bank or a vulture fund, and who pay something, will be fully protected, and they are the best protected in the world. If you are going to pay nothing and you have no intention and you want to live rent-free and mortgage-free, it's quite possible that the vulture funds will deal with you in 2 or 3 years rather than the 8 or 9 years it takes a bank to deal with you.
All right. Brendan Burgess, founder of AskAboutMoney.com. Brendan, thanks a million for speaking to us.